and you know, it's been quite a while since we've played them. Some things that look pretty familiar and the same, and there are other things that have some new faces and you know, some new people there. Of course, you know, the change with Perry taking over as the head coach, and you know, they've done pretty well here lately. You know, had a couple good wins, and you know, beat teams in our division that we've lost to, and so you know, we have a lot of respect for what they do. They've got, as always, a great group of skill players. You know, I think Fitzpatrick's given them an element of mobility at the quarterback position that maybe they didn't have with Edwards in there. You know, defensively, they're fast, they're active. You know, lead the league in interceptions, get their hands on a lot of balls. They're a good pass rushing team, as always, with Schoble and a lot of their other athletic defensive linemen, you know, like Williams and Denny and Johnson and Kelsey and Maven and all those guys. So, and as usual, very good in the kicking game, strong return game, good specialists, good coverage units. So, you know, I think we've got to be ready for, you know, a lot of things up in Buffalo this weekend. Certainly the elements could play a factor in the game, as we saw last year. But, you know, more importantly, for the next couple of days, we've got to really focus on Buffalo and what they do and how we can defend it or try to attack it. And so those are the challenges that we have there. But certainly a team that makes a lot of big plays with their turnovers, their interceptions, and their skill players on offense. You know, Evans and Owens and Reed and the backs that they have. You know, Lynch and Fred Jackson. You know, Nelson. They've got a lot of players that can make big plays for them in all three phases of the game. So they're very dangerous on every play.
Bill, Chris Bryce from WEEI.com. I was wondering what sort of overall changes have they made? How do they appear to be a different team with a new coaching staff in place as opposed to the first time you played them?
Well, I think that, you know, fundamentally they look pretty much the same as they did the first time we played them. You know, they run the same schemes. Of course, they, you know, changed coordinators before our first game offensively, and but I would say that, you know, I'm sure there are little subtle things about the way they prepare, the way they you know, go about their game plan, and there've been some personnel changes, of course, which, you know, we've seen Fitzpatrick, you know, Jackson playing ahead of Marshawn Lynch. I think there's more of an effort to get the ball down the field to the receivers. Not that they didn't do that before, but it just looks like there's a little bit more of it. You know, defensively, they continue to have a good mix of coverages and pressure and man and zone and all those things defensively. So I don't think they really do anything that we haven't seen before. Maybe it's a little bit different percentages or a little bit of a different emphasis. But I think that's probably a better question to ask the guys from Buffalo that, you know, that have seen it on a daily basis. But on film, that it's Buffalo is still Buffalo.
Bill, it's Mike Reese from just check. You mentioned yesterday about the outside runs. I think if I heard you right, you said something about you had more yardage on outside runs in that game against the Panthers than you have in recent memory. What did you think contributed to that production?
Well, you know, being able to get outside, the tackles, the tight ends, the receivers, of course, the backs, we were just able to, you know, to get out there just a little bit more than we had. You know, we had some draw plays inside that were productive, but I would say just, you know, overall we got the ball on the edge a little bit more than we have in, I would say, in most games this year, you know, games that I can remember anyway. Not that we haven't called those plays before, they just happen to get out there. And so I think, you know, Chris and Ben and all three tackles, and Sammy and the receivers, you know, did a good job of blocking the perimeter and giving our backs a chance to get out there. And then I thought that, you know, the backs ran pretty well when they got outside. You know, that we had a play down there in the red area on the goal line with Kevin. 7 where it looked like the defense kind of overplayed it. You know, Kevin started wide and a lot of guys ran outside, and then he, you know, cut it into the end zone for a, you know, pretty easy score. So, you know, I think that when you can get the ball out there, that helps set up, you know, your inside plays and gives you that balance in the running game that just makes it a little bit harder to defend.
Coach, it's Karen Gregan from the Herald. What did having James Sanders back in the secondary do for you, and how did you think he responded to not having played for a while and getting back in the lineup?
Well, yeah, James is very professional. He always works hard. I think you can kind of always count on James on a daily basis. He's a very consistent player. Comes in, works hard every day, is always ready to go. Whatever you ask him to do, you know, he jumps in there and does his best, whether it's every play or situational plays or sub defenses or goal line or whatever it is. So he's been very consistent like that. I thought, you know, he did get a chance for a little more playing time against Carolina, and you know, I thought that he did some good things, as he usually does, and he plays hard. He's a smart player, and you know, and of course, there's always some things that can be improved on a little bit. But overall, I thought he did a solid job, and his experience and you know, communication and adjustment skills back there in the secondary. He's seen everything for a number of years. That you know, that was probably a positive with him and Brandon to, you know, just make sure that we didn't have any more. I mean, there are always some breakdowns and some plays that could have been better, but to try to minimize that aspect of it.
Coach, it's Howard Allman at the Associated Press. Terrell Owens has had kind of an up-and-down season, but he did catch a touchdown pass last weekend. How would you assess how he's played this year? Is he still as much of a threat as he was in recent years?
Well, yeah. Ask Jacksonville, you know, ask Miami. I mean, he does a great job of on the vertical deep routes. He's obviously big and fast, and he's a big target. He can go up and get the ball, but he's also very good on the underneath routes, like what happened last week. And you know, on a catch and run play where he, you know, caught the ball underneath and you know, broke a couple tackles and got the ball in the end zone. So he's you know, he's dangerous. He made a nice play there against Kansas City, but he's also made big plays down the field. They try to get him the ball underneath. They did that against us in the first game for about, I don't know, 20-some yard game, whatever it was. So, you know, he's a guy that can hurt you in a lot of different ways. Deep, intermediate, run after the catch. You know, he had a real nice play, got called back against Miami, but he had a real nice play where he took a reverse and they had him in the backfield for about a 10-yard loss. And you know, he ended up gaining about 10 or 12 yards on the play, broke three or four tackles along the way. So, you know, I think he's still got plenty of skill.
Hey, Bill, it's Burt Breer from the Globe. Did they, you know, I know obviously T.O. and Moss came into the league around the same time, 96 and 98, I think. And do you think that those two changed the position at all? And maybe more than just those two, but those two in particular, coming into the league and kind of the type of players they are, kind of changed what that position is in the NFL?
You know, since I've been in the league, I think the NFL has always had great receivers and great quarterbacks. And I think, you know, each player kind of has his own unique style, you know, whether it's Steve Largent or Art Monk or Jerry Rice or Randy or T.O. or Wes Welker or whoever they are. So I think each guy's got their own, they're in their own offensive system. You know, all those players haven't played in the same system. And they all have a little bit of a different skill set. And for the most part, they all have a different quarterback. And so how all that joins up, I think is a little bit unique for each player. In each situation, and they're all great in their own right, and in the systems and with the players, the other players that they're with. But I think defensively, you have to defend those players and the systems that they're in, and that's not necessarily the same for everybody else.
Coach, it's Karen Garigian again. I know you want players to have good weeks every week. Is it any more important for Randy to come out this week and have a good week?
I think you said it best. It's important for everybody to have a good week every week. So that's for all of us, all the coaches, all the players. Have a good week. Go to Buffalo and have a good game. That's what we're all here for.
Bill, Michael Vega from the Globe. Just wanted to ask you about, you know, at this time of year when you get guys nicked up, obviously you go next man up. But when you see, you know, Vince Wilfork come off the field the way he did, and then of course Ty Warren, and you've had some nicks up on the defensive line, what concerns do you have, A, about running out of defensive linemen and then getting them back in time, you know, with time dwindling in the regular season?
Yeah, Michael, that's a good point, and it's something that I think every team, for the most part, or most teams anyway, if not every team, you know, goes through at this time of year. You know, you see a lot of players going on the injured reserve, and you see a lot of other players get signed to replace them, whether it's off the practice squad, which is usually where they come from, or, you know, wherever else they get signed, and it's definitely a concern. You know, you want to have all your players out there. It's a long season. It's a lot of plays. It's a lot of games. And, you know, ultimately that's at this time of year, you know, everybody's got some players that are either on injured reserve or are inactive on a, you know, for certain games. So, yeah, you got to fight through it. You got to rely on your depth. And a lot of times your ability for players to play more than one position so you can get those things covered. But that's certainly a challenge. It's a challenge it's a challenge all year, but at this time of year, I think it looms a little bit larger just because of the volume of plays and the number of people that, you know, that every team has either out or on IR.
Bill, was there a point, I mean, during that game on Sunday where you're saying, where are we going to get our next defensive lineman from? I know you had Titus Adams come up from the Pac squad onto the active roster, but did it seem like you're running out of them?
Well, that's why we brought, that's why we brought Titus up. Myron was inactive, and so Titus was up, and we have Ron and Myron. And, you know, we'll see how everybody else is doing. But, that's what we've got.
Take one final question.
Thanks.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Coach.
Okay. See you tomorrow.